One more time now on Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Last January, North Dakota's Department of Environmental Quality approved a permit for a 12,500-head dairy farm near Abercrombie. According to the permit, Riverview will use a lagoon system that has 24-inch clay liners to deal with waste. Yesterday, a news conference held by Dakota Resource Council and concerned Abercrombie residents said the use of clay liners is outdated. Riverview Farms said the concerns about pollution are unfounded. Riverview Farms planning a $90 million dairy cow facility just south of Abercrombie. The facility would be 1.4 miles from the Wild Rice River, 1.8 miles from the Red River. At the Dakota Resource Council's news conference yesterday, two Canadian representatives shared concerns that the proposed dairy operation will eventually lead to additional pollution of Lake Winnipeg and other Canadian waterways. In Seward, Nebraska, groundbreaking recently took place for the first new dairy processing facility in the Cornhusker State in over 60 years. DARI, Dairy Processing, a family-owned company, building a $186 million milk processing plant. TJ Tools, CEO of Dairy, talks about the new facility.
We look to vertically integrate and produce products from our milk and other milk around the state. We just have more and more opportunity. Right now we ship to co-ops and some other private companies, and they've been great partners throughout those years. But as you look at how to add value to a product that we already make and put so much effort into, building a plant and packaging it ourselves is the next step.
Tolles says the new facility is going to bring in a lot of milk.
The plant will take in 1.8 million pounds in the first phase. We're hoping to see bottles move out of here in March of 2027. Right now that milk goes kind of around the Midwest, and so we'll be able to save a lot of freight on that milk, have less diesel being burned, less miles being put on trucks on raw product, and then have a product that has a shelf life that we can ship anywhere in the country. This feels like a long ways away, but like you said, this has been a couple years in the making.
What does this mean for him as a dairy producer?
Processing across the U.S. is aging. Plants are getting older, and Todd and I look at this as a way to invest back into dairy infrastructure and bring modern technology into bottling milk. Aseptic technology is not new. It's been around in Europe, Australia, New Zealand for about two decades and grown in popularity there. We just haven't seen a lot of it here in the U.S., but it's gaining, and we believe it's the future of milk.
The new facility will be operational by March 2027, will create 70 full-time jobs. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for being here. We're here tomorrow morning. Won't be here Friday morning.